I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys this Wednesday. I'm happy for several reasons. One, man, it's weird that this makes me so happy. We've got a new badass Kyle Shanahan clip where he just does his Kyle whatever and like thinks about the politically correct answer and then just throws out a freaking jib. So I'll be playing that for you guys a little bit later. I'm so pumped. I love it whenever I get a clip where I'm like, this is going to stay in my kind of like library of crazy Kyle comments for a long time. This is episode 1223 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. So glad you guys are here. Love all the content, all the hashtag CC, the countdown crew. You guys are awesome. Look at Invader. That makes no sense. I'm sorry. Yep, we got a few content reporters. Those questions just doing too much. Here we go. Without further ado, I was going to wait. Here was Kyle's response to a question that was a little off the wall, but it wasn't too bad. But anyway, here's Kyle.
That makes no sense. I'm sorry.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So I am sliding this all the way up. So I'm allowed to have like, I think it's 75 different, you know, clips that I get to have loaded at one time, right? That's the whole idea. And so I have to delete and load, delete and load and delete. So like, I think I had 8 clips from today's presser, which just ended. But that one's going into the Hall of Fame at the top of the list. I absolutely love it. Man, I could do a whole show on all these, but that's up there. It's not my favorite Kyle clip. My favorite Kyle clip is this one.
I understand. I don't think you understand.
I don't know. When Kyle gets cocky, when Kyle gets mean, disrespectful, whatever, that's where good things happen. So right here, the season can be salvaged. Bad vibes, but when Kyle comes out swinging, great things are there. What's up, Josh? How we doing? Nick, appreciate all you guys. Ooh, I love this, man. All the hashtag CCs are here. So what we're going to go over today, which I'm excited about, one, a lot of film notes, all that stuff, practice report, who's in, who's out, how to replace Javon Hargrave, what the Patriots game looks like, a little bit of a preview, 10-point favorites the 49ers are versus Vegas, which is crazy, 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 crazy. So all those plus, you know, updates from Kyle Shanahan, which is so fun. Yeah, man, we're starting it off right. Oh, look at this, Hugo. Yeah, thanks. Got a new hat if you're watching on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the way across the platforms. This is the, you know, the black kind of trucker cap with it's got the sprint right option, the catch on top, which is so cool, man. I got this at, they're not a sponsor of the show, just a friend. Shout out to my man, Mike. Infiltratorshop.com if you want those. They sell like flasks, merchandise, hats, whatever. But this hat is straight fire. It's even got the play design on it and the catch. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Thank you. Lots of positives on the hat. So again, not getting paid. I ain't got no promo code. I ain't got nothing. Just good friend, good dude who I've been able to hang out with a couple times at some of these trips. So head over there, infiltratorshop.com. Check that out. Yeah. What's up, Johnny? My man, Johnny Dale. Me and Johnny, I feel bad because, like, all right, when we watch film, here's what goes through my mind. I don't know. Johnny's smarter than me, but I'm like, okay, this is happening, but I don't want to go too into the weeds on this. I'm just going to keep some of this to myself, which I don't know if that's selfish, but if I dive too deep, I feel like I lose some of the conversation and people, you know, it just doesn't usually go well. So sometimes I kind of like, man, I'm just going to kind of keep this to myself. Well, Johnny, I appreciate you, Johnny, in so many ways. Go check out Johnny Dale's Football Academy if you haven't yet. That's where I go to learn. Good Lord, he's incredible. I coach forever, and I still learn stuff from watching his tapes. But, like, we started messaging some of our anger and angst because I can't say certain things on this show. Narratives get presented, and I don't like being negative either. So, like, whether it's Ayuk drama or Kyle Shanahan praise after a loss, which is not usually welcomed, and I understand that. But the clips, the film, those things come across, and it's just like, ooh, ooh. So good. So Johnny and I have been messaging this week, which is a lot of fun. We got to do a show together. I'm just so busy. And man, maybe I don't know if this is a good time to bring this up or not. Life for the Chapmans got a little crazy. I am now, you know, I taught for a long time for undisclosed reasons that I can't get into much here. We are homeschooling little Chapman now, which I never thought in a million years I would ever do. I've never been a big proponent of that, but sadly, that's what we're doing. So John Chapman is now teaching at home as well as doing this craziness, and life's a little crazy right now. So anyway, take that for, so I bring that up for this. A little bit of patience, if you guys don't mind. My schedule might be thrown off a little bit. I'm doing a lot more stuff at home, and goodness, you know, I taught U.S. history for so long, so I love it. But now I'm teaching U.S. history and teaching English 3, which that's not my jam. But anyway, just got a lot of stuff going on at home. So your patience and your thoughts would be much appreciated as we move forward. Hopefully it doesn't affect too much of what we do out here. I still got to pay the bills, obviously. But, oh, man, my workload just increased dramatically. And shout out to all the people that handle what homeschooling and all that stuff. Oh, it's not my jam, but got to do what's best for the kids sometimes. So we'll see what it is. Johnny, he says, do you practice against all the different busts there? Yeah, he's referencing that thing. Man, sometimes these questions, and like, look, I'll say this. I love the 49ers beat reporters, even the ones that I don't like particularly enjoy what their motives are and what they're there to do. Sometimes you get great questions or bad questions that get a good answer. And so, you know, you kind of throw it all up against the wall, see what sticks. And we have good beat reporters. I really do believe that. Even the person that Shanahan kind of tore down with that statement. I don't think it was like too harsh or whatever, but like it was a dumb question. But that's okay. It's not football people when they're asking questions, right? There's a couple people that do have credentials that are quote unquote football people, but most not. Most of them are professional journalists, and that's okay. They do their job. They're writers. They're, you know, narrative spinners. They're all those things, and that is needed in the world of sports journalism, very much so. But yeah, sometimes you get a question and you're just like, ah, really? Like, but that's okay. That's all right. Oh, what's up, Dan? Appreciate you, man. 47 hours until my flight to San Francisco begins. I love it, Dan. So glad you and your family are coming out. Hope you all have a great time. Yeah. So the title of this show is the 49ers are making zero changes moving forward. They're not right here. Aaron, Kyle not making changes. Insert shocked Pikachu meme. Oh, I like that. He's not making changes to the defense. He's not making changes to the special teams. He's not making changes to the offensive line. He's not making changes. He's staying with exactly what we got, and that's just what it's going to be. Here is Kyle's response to, and this was a great question from wonderful people, special teams. It's cost you two games so far this season. You are 1-2, and the special teams has had five critical major negative plays in back-to-back weeks. Five. By the way, during that same time, zero positive special teams plays. But, Kyle, you want to make any changes to special teams?
I mean, I got a lot of confidence in Brian. I mean, you know, he's sick about some of these plays that have happened here this last couple weeks. We're just trying to be on every detail, like, you know, like we try to every week. But yeah, we can't have these two mistakes. You know, I thought we were in a bad, you know, I didn't think we had the right look on the fake punt. But as far as with the block punt and stuff, it's just going back to technique, coaching guys up on that better, who are in that for the first time, and making sure they can continue to get better so it doesn't happen again.
Kyle, do you sleep?
That, all the confidence in the world in Brian, I don't know what he has done to receive said confidence. I wish somebody believed in me as much as Kyle believes in Brian Schneider, who is by far the worst special teams coach in the NFL back-to-back years, not even this year. But I don't think there's any special teams coordinator that has had more of a negative impact on their team. It's a short season. You know, we're only three games in. But I can honestly say both of those games 100% were affected by special teams in a negative way. Never a positive. There was not one positive play from special teams. You say, well, yeah, didn't we make like a 40-yard field goal? Sure, but that's not like an overly positive. You make a 50-yard field goal, that's a positive. You get a punt inside the 10, that's a positive. But it's not even just one set. Like, we're bad on punt, we're bad on punt return, we're bad on field goal, we're just bad. We're bad on kickoff, we're bad on kickoff return. The only time we're good on kickoff or kickoff return is when it's touchback. That's our best possible play.
any other time.
Yeah.
Sorry, hit the super bad. It's always bad. Celestial, appreciate you, man. He says I'm a good guy. I didn't know that. I did not know that. Thank you. Appreciate the compliment. So, Agency 323. The 49ers seem to thrive in adversity. They get behind the eight ball, then rattle off 8-10 straight all the way to the playoffs again. 12-5 NFC West champs again. That was my prediction. 12-5 is what I had last year. That's what they were. And that's what I said this year. But whenever I said it this year, I think this 49ers team was better to start. But then you had the Christian McCaffrey. That never got up and rolling. You had Trent show up late. He's still not 100%. Not practicing today, but Trent Williams never practices on Wednesdays anyway. Ayuk, you know, I thought that would get done way earlier. He is way behind the eight ball and just not playing well. And that's another thing. Like, I know that I've been pretty adamant about the Ayuk play, at least in week 1, 2, and 3. Just finished every single offensive play breakdown from the past 3 weeks. He was not good. Was he bad all the time? No, absolutely not. He had some great plays, but a lot of really bad plays, and probably the most crucial, that last drive when the 49ers got the ball with 2 minutes left, three straight plays. You know, Kyle Shanahan abandoned the running game. Shocker. Three straight plays. Ayuk was the primary read versus man coverage. Locked down 3 for 3. It was pretty frustrating. The last three offensive plays, Ayuk was the primary read, lost all three of them, all three reps. He was locked down in man coverage versus every single Vikings corner. When they played man, Ayuk disappeared, completely disappeared, which was frustrating. And then you had like one of the crucial third down plays in the first half. He runs out of bounds. Not to mention the drops, not to mention the missed blocks on third down that brought up another, you know, ended another drive. It was bad, but the 49ers are still awesome. I really do feel like this is a playoff team. And again, Ayuk wasn't always terrible. He had some very bright, huge plays. The busted coverage was huge, which led to that awesome quote. Somebody attempted to ask, I can't do it. Do you practice busted coverages in practice? That's what the question should be. But instead it was like, do you prepare for mistakes in all possible situations on every possible play? Is there enough time for that? In which Kyle said,
that makes no sense. I'm sorry.
Man, as a person who has, as a position coach, a DC, a head coach, an offensive play caller, just did my span. Like, I have had coaches, you know, come to me, hey, individual, you've got this period, this period, this period. You need to figure out what you want to work on those, to designing practice scripts, to designing game plans over the course of a week with what to do in all these periods or whatever else. There is never enough, never enough practice time, like ever, ever, ever. And you try to, you know, my favorite thing was in the offseason doing football 101. Which we do on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com, where I just break down, look, this is simple coverage. This is what man concepts are. This is what zone concepts are. This is what outside zone is, inside zone, pin pull, all this stuff. You try to educate players. Now, I taught high school level, Duncanville, Texas, very prominent program, very large program, but like constantly just teaching the sport. There's so much nuance, so many rules to this thing. The 49ers do a pretty good job. But how do you get to the point where it's like, man, we're going to cover everything? Now, this is another old clip that I haven't played much, but this is Kyle Shanahan's kind of teaching philosophy and his teaching style on how he teaches the sport.
It changes based off of how people play him. So you got to look at what the techniques are that week, how D-line play, how linebackers play, coverages, how people are coached, how schemes change. So plays are just plays. It's how you tie them together, how you hide them, how you do things off of them, and it's how you coach them. Then you got to show them video because there's guys in front of those routes that are drawn on paper and things. So you got to show versus all different types of looks and stuff. And some guys learn better on paper. Some do it visually off film. And we always do both.
Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invest the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this, I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work, you put it in, you pick your portfolio, it goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42mm marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order. Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? It's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old, I got gray hairs immediately. So, I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews, it doesn't matter, that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99, and if you use our code RUSHRUSH at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Yeah, it's so like you try to cover as many variables as possible because like let's just say you're doing a simple outside zone, right? Which is the staple of the Shanahan daddy, son, whatever, doesn't matter. Kubiak, doesn't matter. You press outside, but okay, we're going to do that against a 3-4 odd front. We're going to do that versus a 4-3 base front. We're going to do that versus 4-2-5 nickel front. We're going to do that against a 4-2-5 over front. We're going to do that against a 5-man bear, you know, 5-2, whatever. That's what the Rams did. So you've got one play versus all these things. And this week, the 49ers are playing the Patriots. By far, one of the most multiple defensive fronts that you will see. Gerard Mayo, he's always kind of been that as a player for the Patriots. Bill Belichick, Brian Flores was there for a little while. Like, this is just what they do. So you're talking about one play, but you have to change. Look, where are the linemen attacking when there's a 3-5 technique to the strength side, when there's a 3-6 to the strength side? Okay, well, now there's a 1-3-6. With a safety that's in the, like, everything changes. And you have to just rep. And you've got to go through it in the boardroom, in the film room, draw it on the board. It just takes time. This is one of the reasons why they always stay with continuity with guys like Jake Brindle, with guys like Colton McKivitz, is because it's like, man, do we want to bring in a new variable that hasn't repped these things? We don't. But that's kind of the way those things go. Shout out, man. Somebody put on there, man, I missed it. Talking about the hat. Where did I get the hat? This is again, infiltratorshop.com. Just a good friend. He's a friend, probably not a good friend. We could be better friends, but, yeah, it's his site. So if you go there, let him know. Yeah, John Chapman sent you his way. Here it is, Chris. Thank you. Can you please plug the hat for the site for the hat? Infiltratorshop.com. Let them know we sent you. Yeah, this hat is awesome, man. I freaking love it. I wanted to wear it yesterday, but I didn't have time to. I didn't get to unpack it, all that stuff. I knew it was there. But anyway, so I don't even remember how I got down this rabbit hole. But the way in which you teach things, it's very, very complicated. The broken play to Ayuk, that sucked. Wish it would have been a touchdown. But, and I will say this, because a lot of people emailed me, man, Should Brandon Ayuk like throw his hand up? If you're adjusting the route, you're going deep. Like, hey, throw the hand up. Shanahan mentioned that. Not like he's like, yeah, there's a broken play. You throw your hand up. You're going deep. Don't run a slant. It gets a busted coverage. Go deep. Throw your hand up. And it's just like we practice those things. I've been a wide receiver coach. I didn't like it. It's probably one of my least favorite years. I'm a defensive guy. I even call plays. I didn't like that. I like calling plays because I'm a narcissist and a control freak. But I like calling defensive plays. That's my favorite. I like designing a defense takeaway. That was my favorite thing as a coach by far. Offensive plays, probably not my biggest strength. I'm a defensive guy. I want to attack. That's just my mentality. But like even shoot, JV wide receivers, high school wide receivers, whatever. Look, if you break off the route, something like you got to call. You call it. How does the quarterback know you're not doing something different? Throw your hand up in the air. Like it's the old, hey, right? Take that for what it is. Leon Sandcastle, appreciate you, man. Should Trent have to earn his vet days? Missed all the camp, started slow, seen it in games. How about you struggled this week, Trent? See you Wednesday. They labeled him sick. They did not label this a vet day. They usually label it vet days. It says sick. He struggled, man. That dude... Trent's been Trent. The tape is the tape. Now, the penalties are new. And giving up, he's getting bull rushed much more so than he ever has ever in his past. He's still all-pro level Trent. You see how many pancakes and just amazing blocks in the run game. Trent's still Trent. But Yeah, he's not in the best shape of his life. He had IVs and all this kind of, like, he's not there. But I do think a vet day is good for him. But that's just my own take. Now, the practice report that came out today, Brock Purdy's full go. That's huge. So the back issue, the MRI, tightness, whatever, he's full go. Trent Williams didn't practice. D. Winters didn't practice. He's got that ankle injury on special teams. I think this week, Tatum Bethune, who's been a healthy scratch, will not be. I think Tatum Bethune will slide right into that D. Winters role as the backup will linebacker and special teams guy. So I think we're going to see a lot of Tatum Bethune. I doubt they call up a linebacker. They might, but I don't think that they need to. Debo Samuel did not practice, calf injury still. George Kittle limited with the hamstring. That's positive news. That they said they fully expect him to play this week. We'll see. I will say this till the cows come home. Believe the 49ers on almost everything, but never injuries. Never injuries. Shanahan will lie to his mother about injuries. It's just, it's who they've been since 2017. Like, yeah, never believe them whenever it comes to injuries. Ever, 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 ever. JP, my man, says Warner was even bad this week. It was. Well, I hated the coverages we called. We called a lot of cover one under. One, we need to stop calling cover one if we're not blitzing. That's where you have a single high safety, and then you play man underneath. Cover one under is where you play man, but then you keep linebacker Fred just hovering between those hashes reading the quarterback, which he did probably way too many times. So we're at cover one, which puts everybody in man. We've got a free safety over the top, and then we've got Warner in the middle of the field just lurking. But we don't have the man coverage guys. Charvarius Ward's not a man cover guy. Devondre Campbell, sure as hell not a man coverage guy. Isaac Yiadom, not a man coverage guy. So we're not even bringing pressure, but we're putting our players at risk. And Stafford just diced us up. We're running cover one almost 33% of the time. That is so stupid. Now, if you're running cover one and blitzing five or six guys, that's one thing. But we're running a passive man cover one under. What the hell is that about? Like, I don't like that at all. And I don't think anybody likes that. Like, change that, bro. Change that. We're a zone coverage team with one of the, not best, but worst man coverage linebackers in Devondre Campbell. Why would you continue? Put Devondre Campbell in that spot where he's reading. Put Fred Warner in, man. He can cover C.D. Lamb in, man, in the playoffs on third and long. Like, he's done it many a times. Anyway, deep breath, relax the shoulders. Everything's okay. Basement. Trent Williams and B.A. are no longer Avengers. Yeah, I don't know. The negatives are the problem, right? The drop passes, the missed blocks, the penalties. That's the rough one. That's the rough one. I'm with you. Now, we did have some movement on the roster, kind of. The 49ers released off the practice squad. No 53-man moves yet. Tracy Walker III, the safety, has been released. They brought in defensive lineman Shaquille Brown, who was with us all throughout training camp. And if you want to know about Shaquille Brown, just type in Shaquille Brown countdown. We did a full episode just on him on our roster countdown series. I don't remember what number he got. But, you know, he's the biggest defensive tackle we have. He's wide. He's a big dude. He's a run stuffer. Will he be promoted this week? He will not. But I do think, you know, if you're looking at that defensive line depth chart now that Javon Hargrave's out for the rest of the year, had his best game, maybe his best game as a 49er last week and then got injured. That's kind of the way it goes. Anyway, defensive line depth chart right now. You only got three guys on your 53-man roster. Malik Collins is by himself as the starter. I think Jordan Elliott will join him as the starter, but Jordan Elliott and Kevin Givens are kind of, those are your Bravo group. One of them has to be elevated. So my assumption is you'll have 99 and 92 out there. Malik Collins, Jordan Elliott will be your starters. Kevin Givens is going to be your main backup, but you got to call up Evan Anderson or T.Y. McGill. You have to. If you signed a player today to the 53, you know, you brought in a free agent, which there's not much out there, that would have happened already. But now the fact that they're practicing as we speak Wednesday, you're not signing somebody for this week. You got to go with the guys you got. So Evan Anderson or T.Y. McGill will be called up. I really hope it's Evan Anderson because there's ceiling to Evan Anderson. You know, he was your number one priority free agent. You gave him the most money out of all the free agents, UDFAs. I really hope it's Anderson. T.Y. McGill has such a low ceiling. He is a snap eater only, where it's like, our guys need a rest. T.Y. McGill, go get 15 snaps. He was so bad in training camp. He was so bad in the preseason. But he's a vet, and he's played a lot. Niners seem to value that over almost any other trait in the world. But, man, I really hope Evan Anderson gets called up. Might call up two of them. We'll see. Let's see what that looks like. So, and then, obviously, Shaquelle Brown's going to be on the practice squad. He's not going to be called up this week. There's no way. But maybe in the future. Maybe in the future. What's up, Dre Area? How we doing, man? Appreciate you saying smash that like button. Yeah, smash that like button. That helps us out tremendously. Rainier, appreciate the super chat. Feasible to trade for Buckner. What would it cost? Buckner's on IR. I think Buckner's done just like, what's his name? I don't remember what his, DeForest Buckner. No, you can't trade for him. He just got paid. So whenever players get new contracts, that carries with it so much dead money. Yeah, he's out at least four games. Forget what it was. But, I mean, he was carted off the field. So, yeah. No, DeForest Buckner's out. He just got put on IR. So he's going to be out for a while. Can't trade for him. Not with that contract. He wouldn't want to come back here anyway. I wish. I love DeForest Buckner. But Buckner is way better than Javon Hargrave is. There's no doubt about that. But he's still a liability versus the run. Like, that's always been kind of Buckner's Achilles heel. One of the best, if not the best, pass rushing defensive tackle out there. I would take him in a heartbeat over anybody we have on our roster. No doubt about that. But, yeah, he's on IR. So that's kind of where that is. So he's not coming back. JP, you the man. Appreciate you. Defense ruining games for us, 100%. The defense is bad. Whether it's the deep passes, whether it's our lack of pressure, whether it's stopping the run game, it's bad, bad, bad. It's really, really not good. Now, Kyle was asked, you know, I brought up the cover one and how it's just torching us left and right versus every single team. They asked, like, are you going to start blitzing more maybe to get some pressure? Here's what Kyle had to say.
I'd have plans for that, like, and we do when Javon's here. I mean, you would love to always get there with front four. That's the goal. Getting there with four and having seven guys in coverage makes it a lot harder for the offense. But if you can't do that, you got to mix it up. We mixed it up throughout the year. I thought our D-line last week affected the quarterback the most that they had in their three games. I thought that they had one of their better games. But it's a huge loss losing Javon. Guy's going to have to step it up. And when you don't have the rush, then you got to turn to other things schematically.
So, yeah, if you're going to keep calling cover one, you got to bring five. That's simple because then you still got man coverage across, which I hate. I hate. Just blitz Devondre Campbell. Blitz Jair Brown. Blitz Isaac Yadam. Blitz the guys that can't cover in man. You want to know why we lost defensively? It's because we telegraphed we're in man coverage. And then Matt Stafford said, where's Devondre Campbell? Where is Jair Brown? Where is Isaac Yadam? We're going at those guys. Well, guess what? Devondre Campbell, good zone corner. Isaac Yadam, he's designed to play in the zone. Jair Brown, good zone safety. Quit putting them in positions they can't be successful. And, you know, Stafford's going to dice people up. Now, good news. You're not playing Matt Stafford this week. You're not going against Sean McVay. You're going against Alex Van Pelt. And you're going against Jacoby Brissett. I know it's Jacoby Brissett. I'm sorry. I'm from Texas. If I have the opportunity to talk about Brissett in any way, shape, or form, I will not miss that opportunity. Brissett is amazing. Jacoby Brissett, who's awesome. I actually really like his career, really like the player. He's great, but nah. he has completed zero passes over 20 yards. I think they're the only team in the NFL. Like, it is the most dink and dunk, run the ball, 3 yards cloud of dust, Big Ten football that's ever existed. So you can blitz this. They're not burning you deep. They have one fast wide receiver, number 11, Tyquan Thornton, out of Baylor. He's like a 4-2 guy, super fast. Whenever he comes in, come on, man. Be smart. Be smart. Yeah, we've been beaten by speed in back-to-back weeks. Tutu Atwell, I think he had 12 snaps before he played us. Comes out there against us. He's a legend. Naylor with the Vikings, same thing. Naylor's actually pretty good. Ronnie, John, any solid D lineman free agents? There are not. Let me pull up just the free agent. Let's see here. I'm going over to Spotrac. We're going to 2024. That's our year. And we're going available. No, there's really not. Byron Maine, Hassan Ridgeway, who's been with us for a long time. He's 29 now. I'd be cool bringing him back. Armand Watts, no. Chris Warmly, no. Ross Blacklock, he's a TCU guy. He was with Tennessee. He's young. He hasn't been good. Rennell Rent, no. Curtis Brooks, no. Levy Bell, no. John Pelinski, no. Like, there's nothing out there. I would try to see if Hassan Ridgeway would want to come back. He's 30 years old now. But even that's just like, nah. We've already got a bunch of old guys. There's not much available. There's certain spots in the NFL that are just devoid of talent. Offensive tackles, centers, there's not many good ones. Defensive tackles, not many good ones. Corners, not many good ones. That's just the way that it goes. Val, Kittle is practicing today. He is limited. I absolutely love that. Love that. Rusty, are we going to move Bell to O-line since he's only good at blocking? Yeah, talking about making no changes. Ronnie Bell, still got a job, which I am happy with, but doesn't deserve it. Sure as hell doesn't deserve it over Cowing. Sure as hell doesn't deserve it over Tate Martin, over Trent Taylor, over all those other guys. I know that he can block, and I know he backs up everything on special teams, but no, Ronnie Bell, gotta go. That's what is. Oh, Don Bird, look at this. Detroit versus everybody. We play the best team in the NFC West Monday. Okay. We'll see about that, man. I'm happy for you, though. I will say y'all's uniforms, they're wearing the black with the blue Honolulu with the light shadow, which is nice. I love the uniforms. We'll obviously be pulling for Detroit this weekend. Wish you guys the best of luck, but no, sadly, you are not. We'll see. Obviously, we're in last place in the NFC West, so maybe we have no room to talk. That's what it is. Right here, Peanut, do we save money? Do the 49ers save money with Javon Hargrave out? Let me pull up his contract and see what his in-game bonuses are. Because if his in-game bonus, per game roster bonus is, yeah, 750 grand. That is a lot. So, yes, the 49ers will be saving a considerable amount of that. That will roll forward. Let's see, workout bonus. Let's see here. Hargrave's base salary 2023-2024 are fully guaranteed, as are the roster game bonuses. Nope. Never mind. So do not save money. Not this year. Now, if he misses games next year, we would save money. But this year, absolutely not. So terrible news there. Terrible contract. Maybe one of the worst free agent signings of all time for the 49ers. It was not a good deal. He signed for a long time. I hate to say this. I wouldn't be shocked if he never plays again for the 49ers. He's been that bad. Now, do you cut and move on? That contract's going to cost you for sure. But I would not be shocked if Hargrave never plays for us again. I wish him nothing but the best, and I hope he recovers, and I hope he's great, and I hope he makes all the money in the world. But yeah, right here, Jedi, cut in and post June 1st, saves us $20 million. Boy, yeah, we overpaid so bad, and we have gotten nothing in return. His best game ever was probably week 3 for the 49ers. That was probably his best game. Man, frustrating. Now, here's what's crazy. All the frustration with the 49ers, they're still 10-point favorites against the Patriots. How is that possible? Well, if you want to cash in on that and you think they're going to cover or you don't, here's where you do it.
You know football. You watch all the games, you know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to MyBookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit.
Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100. All the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out. Trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, we got a lot of freaking awesome questions. Shout out to my man Rainier. Appreciate the super chat. Who are candidates available to replace Schneider? It'd probably be somebody in-house. Let me see. Let me pull up the 49ers. I mean, you could let Brandon Staley do that, but, man, you need him on the defense because it's just so bad. Let's see. 49ers coaching staff, who is our guy in the wings? Let's see here. Let's pull up special teams. Usually got a couple of them. Here we go. Matthew Harper. He is our assistant special teams coach. It's his third season with the 49ers. So yeah, that's one guy that you could promote in-house. You could do like one of your assistant head coach. Who's our assistant head coach? Oh yeah, it's Brandon Staley. That would be one that you could do. Patrick Hagedorn. He's the assistant to the head coach. That could help. Do we have another one of the QCs you could promote? But as far as like our assistant, it'd probably be Matthew Harper, which I don't know much about. That's my assumption, or you can move somebody over who's done it before. You've got a special teams quality control, August Mangin. Yeah, I don't know. So if you're going to stay in-house, those are probably your two guys you'd elevate. But that's the thing. You've got to be aggressive and go get these guys in the offseason. So, but I'm sorry, man. Like, if John Chapman was in control, that change is taking place. I'm calling. I'm phoning. Who we got? Who's somebody that's retired that wants to chase a ring maybe? Yeah, I don't know the answer to those off the top of my head, but I wish we could get some of those. Now, let's get to some of these questions. Manny Fresh, when's the last time we had a kickoff punt return? I think it was Ted Ginn. His name is Ted Ginn Jr. Yeah, our special teams, and I got into a fun conversation. I forgot who it was with. I think it was who was that with? Yeah, here we go. It was Ted Ginn. Shout out to my man, Trustin61. We always chat. And it was like, dude, the 49ers have never had good special teams, like ever. Even go back to 1994, like Dexter Carter was amazing, but Dexter Carter had like 8 fumbles in 1994, but he was a playmaker. The Niners just, I know this is like a biased, stupid, hyperbole take. We might have had the historically worst special teams unit combined throughout our whole entire career. You know, the franchise history of the 49ers might be dead last. Really might. Rob D, when is Mitch going to break out those special kicks? Yeah, he cost us bad. Probably his worst punt in the last several years was that line drive at the end of the fourth. But it was a bad snap from Tabor Pepper. It was way off. He had to, like, cross his feet up to catch it. He just got it off quick. No hang time. It was like 3.8 seconds. You know, didn't have time to set up the return. It was terrible. And that cost us, you know, 1 of 5 plays in the last 2 special teams. And it's everybody. Mitch is our best special teams player. It's not even close. Used to be Samuel Womack. We cut him. I mean, we moved on from that dude. Now we got 2 terrible gunners out there. Malik Mustafa is amazing and going to be a great player. He is not a special teams gunner. Renardo Green, not very good at being a special teams gunner on punt team either. And we had Danny Gray, who I'm not saying we should have kept, but I would have kept him over Ronnie Bell. And we had Samuel Womack, which I don't know. It didn't work out. It didn't work out. Nigel, who is the Patriots' number one wide receiver? Well, I think their number one target wide receiver is Pop Douglas, DeMario Douglas. He's their slot guy. Jalen Polk's going to be one of my draft crushes. They got him in the second round at University of Washington. And then KJ Osborne is their number 3. Tyquan Thornton, their speed demons, 4. But I think target-wise, do I have this pulled up yet? Let me see here. Because I want to see what this looks like. Because, yeah, I mean, I think it's Pop Douglas. When we look at their team stats, let's see, targets. Hunter Henry has the most targets with 18 with 12 catches. DeMario Douglas, 12 targets, 9 catches. And then Austin Hooper, 9. Stevenson, 8 targets. KJ, 8. Jalen Polk, 6. They want it to be Jalen Polk. He plays their X role, right? I called him a mini Ayuk, but that offense is bad. So that's their number one. Jason, John, what is the tape saying about Bosa? Seems like he's always on the ground after either speed rush or whatever. Is the tape saying something else? Tape saying he's doing really, really well. Invader, yeah. Invader watches our stuff. Bosa's getting blocked by 3 or 4 guys at times. A lot of times, 2 guys. They chip him every single play. Every team that plays us has a Nick Bosa package. That's just what it is. Wherever 97 goes, they will motion over a tight end or a back. It's never one-on-one. Ever. I think that Nick Bosa is the best defensive lineman in the NFL versus the run. Ends and tackles included. He's not getting home in the pass rush. That is a concern. There's no doubt about it. But it's not like he's out there playing poorly. The problem is we have nobody else. Leonard Floyd might be the worst defensive end in football. Like, you pair that with the Hargrave injury or lack of effort or lack of production. Man, it sucks that Hargrave had his best game, showed us what he could do, and then got injured. Man, I hope he's okay. But, like, Leonard Floyd sucks. I don't know what else to say. Like, he can't stunt to save his life. And RTC Swordson's just going to keep stunting him, even though he has had 1 positive play on a stunt. But back-to-back games, Leonard Floyd has been god-awful. In fact, Yetur Gross-Matos is better than him, and I wish he would get some more snaps. But it is bad, bad, bad. Sam Okwuanu is better than Leonard Floyd so far. He's played 6 snaps and made a bigger impact. In 6 snaps, Bosa ain't the problem. The problem is there's nobody else that they respect. No team respects anybody else besides Nick Bosa. And the whole goal was to bring all these guys in to draw some type of attention away. It hasn't worked. Leonard Floyd can't beat one-on-ones. Hargrave couldn't beat one-on-ones. Malik Collins can't beat one-on-ones. Nobody can. So every single play, Bosa is getting all the attention. And he's still doing pretty good, but take that for what it is. Rainier, my man. Appreciate the super chat again. Thank you. What teams can we trade with for a defensive tackle before the trade deadline? I don't think anybody yet. You know, teams all have hope. You've got to look at the teams that are out of the playoff race. Cincinnati, Jacksonville. Man, Jacksonville makes the most sense, to be honest with you. They're going to be cleaning up. Jacksonville actually makes the most sense already. Let me pull up their depth chart. Now, will ACL torn loving Trent Baalke do business with us? I don't know. You look at their defensive interior. They've got, obviously, they got our dude over there, Eric Armstead. We're not going to trade for him. They got Jeremiah Ledbetter. He hasn't been good. Roy Robertson hasn't been good. Mason Smith, that's a young player out of LSU. That's a rookie. They're not trading him. Tyler Lacy, he's a young player last year. Man, they don't really have anybody. Maybe Jeremiah Ledbetter, but he hasn't been good. Maybe Jeremiah Ledbetter? But, like, what do you got? He's 6'3", 299. He fits exactly what we want. He's been around since 2017. That's a possibility. That is a possibility. Huh, look at that. You know, I'd have to dive into some more tape, but he kind of fits what we need. He's not an all-star whatever, but you're getting another guy that's probably on the level of a Kevin Givens, but you need that depth. So, yeah, Jaguars would be the team I'd wait for. Maybe some more teams will emerge as, you know, the season goes on as, look, dude, we're done. You know, one and two teams, there's a lot of them. 49ers are one. You know, the 49ers are one of those teams. But there's a lot of good teams that are one and two. Baltimore's one and two. They're a good team. Colts are one and two. Terrible offense. Yeah, we're one and two. Atlanta's one and two. Dallas is one and two. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll have to see how that goes and pans out. But we've got a lot of time for that. Shanahan likes to wait until the bye week, which I think that we actually do request, hey, we want that bye week right before or around the trade deadline. Give us less rest, which almost every team we play, including the Patriots, get more rest than we do. We're at a rest disadvantage. It's what it is. But we got that bye week, week 9, right before the trading deadline. It's been the same situation the last 2 years. So I'm pretty sure the Niners are requesting that. Hey, screw us over on rest dates. Just give us a bye week by the trade deadline. So, you know, we've got to go through week 8 and the Cowboys. We're in week 4. So we got 5 more games. Maybe you trade before then, but I doubt it. We will be active at the trade deadline. I promise you that. Val, when is CMC coming back? Ooh. You're hoping for Arizona. I don't think that's going to happen. Probably the bye week. I hate it. Mason's doing his job, but yeah, we need him back. J-Cash, can we see Terrence Marshall on the 53? Here's why you won't. Terrence Marshall plays Brandon Ayuk's X role. He does not play the Debo role, and that's why we keep seeing Ronnie Bell. Jacob Cowan plays that role. Tay Martin plays that role. Trent Taylor can play that role. Terrace Marshall does not. Does not. That's why we ain't going to see him yet. Sorry. When is Samuel coming back? Supposed to be next week. Debo Samuel said on his podcast, I forget the name of it, he's going to miss 2 weeks and 2 weeks only. He did not practice today, but he says he's going to be back next week. We'll see what that looks like. Right here, Matt, do you think we can end up like the 2022 season starting 3-4, then go on a 10-game streak? I mean, it's possible. The biggest issue is you play at Buffalo Bills, which we'll be at that game for the 49ers rush road trip. Our next trip for the 49ers rush road trip is going to be up in Seattle. That Thursday game is going to be epic. I cannot wait. I love the Seattle faithful. They're awesome. Shout out to Alex. Yeah, I don't know, man. 10 games would be difficult. You got to stop the run. I don't know how that's going to improve anytime soon. You got to stop the run, And you got to quit having somebody like the whole time in the back of my head, I'm like, Dre Greenlaw. If we got Dre Greenlaw back, it's crazy how big of a difference that dude makes. Hufanga came back and helped tremendously. Finally, didn't have poor safety play from two players like we did the first two games. I don't know, Matt. You get CMC back. You learn to stop the run. Special teams pulls its head out of its rear end. Obviously, they're talented enough to go on a run. But whenever you're seeing the Chiefs, you're seeing the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, Detroit Lions late, but I ain't too worried about them. Yeah, I don't know. I wish we were, but I'm not quite sure. Right here. Who do the Bengals or Denver that we could trade for? DJ Jones is the common answer, but DJ Jones hasn't been our DJ Jones. He hasn't been what we've remember. He's been bad, in fact. He's been really bad. Can he fit into a rotation? Sure. Let me pull up. Let's see here. I don't think Denver's going to trade yet. You got to kind of wait. Sean Payton is the most prideful person in the NFL. He sucks, though.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
DJ Jones would be Malcolm Roach, another Texas boy. I know I'm biased, but I know who he is. That would make sense. John Franklin Myers, oh, that would make sense. They just traded for him. Zach Allen doesn't really fit what we do. Yeah, so they got two guys, Malcolm Roach and DJ Jones. That's the Broncos. That kind of makes sense. Now let's go to Cincinnati, which I don't think Cincinnati is done. If they lose another one or two games the next 2 weeks, then sure. I know they're 0-3. 0-3 teams don't make the playoffs, but the Bengals kind of dig out every year. They got BJ Hill. Hasn't been great. Sheldon Rankins. He's been playing for a long time. Jay Tufel. Out of USC, he's been terrible everywhere he's gone. Zach Carter, BJ Hill, maybe Lawrence Guy. There's some options. There's some options there. And it's going to make itself known because, Malcolm Butler. Ooh, Johnny Dill. Malcolm Buckles, I coached Malcolm Butler in high school, man. He's a D-ville kid. Funny thing, he played left tackle for us. And then he goes to Vandy. They switch him over to the defensive side. He's made a career as a pass rusher. I'm a huge Malcolm Butler guy. But yeah, he's one of my D-ville dudes. Awesome guy. So yeah, great, great response there. You know, he's a pass rusher. That's kind of what he's made his Super Bowl champion, you know, with the Patriots. Great guy, great kid, great off the field. Corey, what does CMC's contract look like if he retires? Ow, he ain't retiring. If it does, we're screwed. We did that contract. Oh, it's bad. Now, a lot of these contracts have injury settlements built into it where insurance companies cover it and we get cap money back and all that. I don't have access to that. I don't have any. Yeah, that's what it is. Kyle's stubbornness is his downfall, says BTN. I don't know. I feel like there's been a lot of adapting with Kyle. Maybe not with as much as you guys want. But, man, Brock Purdy has changed the way Kyle Shanahan calls plays. All those empty sets, that's not Kyle, that's Brock. And that's not, like, Kyle wants play action, all that stuff back there. Brock likes empty so he can make quick reads. But, yeah, he's stubborn. There's no doubt. I'm not stopping that. I'm not disagreeing with you there. But I'm not quite sure that's why. Maybe that is. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to play the clip again.
That makes no sense. I'm sorry.
That's so great. That is so great, man. He's so funny. He just cracks me up. Let's see here. I'm scrolling down, trying to get through all this chat. You guys are incredible. Anyway, Brindle played well last week. Yeah, let's talk about guys that kind of showed out. It was Brindle's best game this year. Did he also have 4 or 5 missed blocks to turn around and watch guys get tackled to the red zone without touching anybody? Yes, he did. Multiple times. Again, every single snap is up. The49ersRush.com. Support the show. That's how I feed my family. Our Patreon channel, it's up. Every single play. Brindle made a lot of key blocks. He even pancaked somebody in pass pro. I ain't never seen him do that in my life. Was it a good game? No. Was it a good game for Brindle? Yes. Was he consistently good? No. Did he whiff on crucial plays in the red zone and third downs? Yes. But for Brindle, probably his best game, maybe in a year. So if we can get that Brindle, cool. Aaron Banks, I thought, probably had his best game. I thought Aaron Banks was fire, especially in the first half. Second half had a couple, like 2 negative plays, right? So like we're like, oh, who played well? Well, Brindle played great. He only had like 5 or 6 bad plays. And then you're like, Aaron Banks had 2 bad plays all game. Aaron Banks was killing folks, man. Aaron Banks, I think, had his best game since probably week 3, right before last year. Maybe week 3 is his jam. Whenever he got turf toe, I think it was week 4 or 5, and then he was never the same last year ever. Banks looked Banks, and he's contract year. I want to see him get paid. I thought that those two guys played really, really well. I did. I thought Eric Saubert played well. I thought, obviously, Juwan Jennings. That dude's just... oh. Baller. Defensively, I'm still breaking down the defensive tape. I'm trying to spread it out so that it's manageable. I'm struggling. In the past, I used to just like dive into it, and I'd just spend hours upon hours just breaking down the tape every single day. I got to spread it out now. Like I said, home life's a little bit different right now. So that's what it is. I don't even know where this is going, but I have to read it. Rainier, appreciate you. What's the difference between Kylo Ren and Kyle Shanahan? They both seem to be stubborn, egotistic, among the best, and seem to realize their mistake until the bitter end. Ooh, that is good. Star Wars cross-reference? Check. This podcast is going platinum. I don't even think that's a thing. that's awesome. Right here, Alejandro. John, do you think we bring in a veteran running back? No, I do not. Isaac Garendo, man, still made same issues. I thought he had a couple good runs. He will not press the edge. In stretch or outside zone, whatever you want to call it. He won't do it. As soon as he gets that ball, he panics, cuts back immediately. Like, he's still missing the key basic concept to outside zone. And he's a 24-year-old rookie. And he's been in his own system for 6 years at the college level. And I'm just like, ugh. Like, I want to like him. He even forced a missed tackle. Like, he wasn't bad at all. It's just like, golly, how do you not do this one simple thing? He's just panicking, and it's just like, man, it's so frustrating. But I don't think they bring anybody else in yet. You remember, you still got Keyshawn Vaughn. Yeah, I mean, you still got guys. You still got guys there. Not too concerned. Let's see here. Jason, if CMC can't return, do you believe we trade for a running back? No, I don't think we trade for a running back. Grindo, I don't know. The tape's not good. But he's not bad. He's not making bad plays. He's making bad decisions and running through arm tackles. So, like, there's some positives there. But, gosh, man, just, man. Come on. Dan, thoughts on Trent getting skinny to avoid 3 Rams while Brock ran sideline to sideline? Brendan Rubb. Yeah, there were some business decisions made by Trent several times in this game, especially in the fourth quarter. I mean, he was missing time and IVs and all that stuff. But, yeah, I mean, you literally watch this. I mean, it was bad. There were a couple different plays where late in the fourth quarter, like, he was just done. You watch that last play where everybody's slinging the ball around, Hail Mary, whatever, Cal Stanford, and that dude just walking off the field while the play's going on. But Trent's Trent, you know, and he's still playing incredibly well. Get the penalties off. Get in shape. That's what it is. Grande, thank you, my friend. Need to see Cowan get offensive snaps this week. We sure as hell should. Should have been seeing it since week one. Let's give him a couple packages. Like, literally, hey, Cowan, we're going to bring you in. You're going to run a clear out route. We're not even going to target you. You just run straight up field with your speed. And then we're going to run a jet sweep with you. You got two places. Like, it's simple. Get the young pups involved. Get the young pups involved. Oh, look at this. Rob D. Kyle O'Shannon. I'm sure I messed that wrong. I didn't say that right, but I know what you're getting at. I like it. Right here. How about we trade for Cordarrelle Patterson for the Steelers? Dude, I love Cordarrelle Patterson. Shanahan has talked about how much he loves Cordarrelle Patterson. And I think the trade with the Steelers would have happened if they would have given us Cordarrelle Patterson. I believe that with the IU trade. I think it would have. Probably would have preferred it. You get a second back and Cordarrelle Patterson. Oh, I would have taken that a heartbeat. But that's okay. Ayuk's with us, and I love Ayuk, and I hope that things turn around. He catches on. Steelers ain't trading Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren. Look at me. I'm saying it now. Damn it. They're not trading Cordarrelle Patterson. They're 3-0, so they're not trading anybody. They're not selling. And he's their number two. Jalen Warren's hurt. They're relying on Cordarrelle Patterson for all special teams. He's their number two running back. Like, yeah, it's not. They ain't going away. Ain't going away. Anyway, Sacred says, is Kyle getting exposed? He's not too good. We had 420 yards offense. Kyle ain't getting exposed at all. Offensively, not at all. That offense was humming. Brock Purdy is the number one EPA quarterback in the NFL. Like, that offense was cooking. You had the one possession that was screwed because Colton McKivitz didn't block. You didn't chip for him. That was a fumble, took points off. You had the missed kick. I mean, we very easily could have had 33 points without three of our best players. Kyle ain't getting, no. Now the Rams suck on defense. Now you go out there and you put up a 17-point performance against the Patriots. Now that's a conversation where you can say that, but you can't. No, the scheme, the nuance that Shanahan put out there on offense was pretty awesome, and that's with six drop passes for Mayuk and Ronnie Bell. Offense was humming. It was doing great. Penalties, drop passes, Colton McKivitz. We were good. We were good. And yeah, Rams were missing a lot of guys. I don't care. But you put up 420 yards offense without your three weapons, no CMC, no Debo, no Kittle. You're playing with backups out there? That was great. That was great. So now lots to criticize Kyle Shanahan with. Special teams, you knew it was a fake punt, you should have done something out there, all those things. So yeah, Kyle wasn't perfect by far, but Kyle being bad on offense, I disagree with. Could he have been better in the red zone? Yes. Could he have been better in the fourth quarter? Yes. But Ayuk was a big reason why those things didn't work out. I mean, dude got blanketed three of the most important plays out there, and he was the primary read. Like, nah, I don't want a Shanahan. Should have ran the ball. But I got to play the clip one more time. Here we go.
That makes no sense. I'm sorry.
I love it. Bobo, he says, so the seat isn't hot for Brian Schneider at all. Shanahan says, I have the confidence in Brian Schneider, which I do not know how that is possible. Terror, what's up, Terror? The man. We need true free safeties. We do not have a true free safety. But we're playing cover one all the time. What the hell, man? Call to your strength. Why are we running cover one? Why are we saying cover one? Oh, yeah, there were way more than four drops. Gigi says, apparently Metric said there are only four drops. It's silly. Well, here's the thing. If there's anybody close enough to, they're going to go with the pass breakup, a PBU, that are pass defense, PD. Absolutely not. You watch those drops, you know, technically Ayuk has two drops on the season, but if you watch our breakdowns, we show you how the ball is out of his hands before the defender's even close. And one of those, that was 100% on Ayuk. It was zone coverage. He was in space. He ran towards coverage. I don't know what the hell that is. So the ball's behind him because he ran out of the space that he was supposed to be in. In zone, you sit down and, man, you keep running. And then people are like, oh, well, the ball was behind him. Yeah, the ball was behind him because he ran the wrong damn route. Like, no, that's a drop. That is a drop. You ran into coverage, into a guy. That's a drop. Like any coach that's ever coached at any level will tell you 1,000% on the wide receiver. That's not a pass breakup. That's you ran a stupid route. And maybe this is the new title of my show. I hate cover one. Thank you. I like Cover One if you're built for it. We're not built for Cover One at all. Law of Awe. Dude, that's a cool name. Says, thanks for keeping it real, John. Can't do it. I mean, it's just who I am. It's what it is. Lee, is surgery an option for CMC? If you do a, you know, surgery on the Achilles, now you're in 9 month territory. So if you do it now, he might not even be ready for next year. 9 months from now, he'd be ready by training camp. But yeah, the Super Bowl window's open. And so let's go to CMC. All right. How long is this? One of my clips, one of my 50 clips I keep. How long is that Super Bowl window open?
I don't know. I know we got a window this year. That's all I know. So I'm focused on this year and taking it.
There you go. CMC says the Super Bowl window's this year. You do not miss that opportunity. You fight for it. You fight for it. You fight for it. So that surgery, it's not even in the back of the mind because the window's now. And so even if he comes back after week four, after the bye week, got to see how that goes. Getting those Kobe injections over there in Europe. That's right. That's the way it's going to. Kobe, that's what it is. You guys are the best. This was a lot of fun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Tomorrow, Coach Approach. That's the name. It won out handily with Ants. We're going to be live 10 a.m. Pacific time. It's not Pacific Standard Time. I'm learning. But anyway, that's where we're going to be there tomorrow. You guys are the best. Thank you, guys. Episode 1,223 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. Until next time, you guys are the best. Stay strong, faithful.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.